It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good morning. It's time for high school basketball state tournament action on Sunny 101.3 today. The Johnson Brock Eagles are back at state once again. They are trying to win their third consecutive Class D1 state championship. They come in here ranked number one and seeded number one, an outstanding shot at winning a third straight title. You know about the Johnson Brock Eagles. You've got Camden Dollenhouse and Kaysen Dollenhouse, the twins, the sons of the head coach. You've got Brody Kaler, tremendous athlete, the leading scorer on the team this year, just a junior. And they've got so many more pieces. We'll hear from the coach, Coach Lucas Dollenhouse, find out his thoughts about the season so far, about winning streaks, going for a third straight title, and just about today's game in general. That's all coming up with Coach Lucas Dollenhouse. I'll be back and visit with the coach after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska, is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life, serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with the head coach for the Johnson Brock Eagles, Coach Lucas Dollenhouse, back at state once again. Coach, this is a good habit to be in. You kids get to the state tournament quite often. One or two years in a row. Going for three. Let's talk about streaks. Three in a row would be something. Earlier this year, you had this big, long winning streak. I think it ended at 56 games. Streaks are nice. They sometimes draw you a lot of attention you don't necessarily want.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we were pretty proud of that, you know, the streak and, mm-hmm. and things like that. But we knew at some point it would probably end. And, you know, Freeman was a great team. We knew that we'd get a great battle in that game. You know, overall, I've been really happy with the way the kids have responded, not only to that loss, but even throughout the streak, you know, just taking it one game at a time, you know, just putting their best effort forward. We always knew we were going to get the other team's best effort. So just to come out and perform at a high level for that many games was something to really be proud of.
Yeah, it certainly is. It just doesn't happen very often, but it's certainly a nice feather to put in your cap. Now the big streak that you do want to continue is state championships. Going for three in a row, I'm sure the boys have that in their mind.
Yeah, I think so. You know, this group, you know, they've been playing together for a long time, and they feel like this is the one thing that's out there that they haven't done yet. You know, being able to it's the one thing that in school history has never been done on boys basketball side, winning three straight state championships. And so they've accomplished so much, and this really would be the icing on the cake to do this last thing that has not been done. And you know, I think that will keep the boys motivated to really push through this state tournament.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about your basketball team. When people think about Johnson Brock, they think about your boys. They think about Mr. Kaler. But there's so much more there than just those three that people probably overlook.
Yeah, you know, we're a very deep team. You know, but it goes back to the kids have played together for so long. And you know, we've stressed really from an early age, you know, whenever we started this back in third grade, that, you know, we're all a part of this. We all have a key role. Everybody has a role on this team. And, we've got so many key cogs to this, you know, whether it be, you know, this person scores or this person rebounds or this person plays good defense or whatever. Everybody brings their strength to the team. And so, I think the kids have always bought into that, you know, everybody's very, very important to the success of this team. And we've had some kids step up, obviously, throughout the year. So just so proud of them, the team effort. I've had a lot of comments about how well we move the ball on offense, mm-hmm. and how the kids trust each other and all that. And that's so true, because they do trust each other, and they just want to win, and the will to win takes precedence over any individual statistics or scoring or anything like that. They just want to win this as a team.
Mm-hmm. I kind of snicker to myself in Johnson Brock games and teams that maybe haven't scouted like they should or something. And they think about your boys, they think about Kaelin, and all of a sudden Austin Meyer steps out there hanging around the 3-point line, and he hits a couple in a row, and they just go, what do we have to do? I mean, why is he out there doing that?
Yeah. And, you know, Austin's really stepped up this year into that starting role. And, you know, his big strength for us, you know, the rebounding, mm-hmm. You know, being around the rim, ready to finish. And, yeah, he's a matchup problem because he can go out there and hit the three. And I think that, yeah, and we've said this for a long time, even the years, you know, we had kids like Ty Hahn and kids like that, you know, they draw a lot of attention, mm-hmm. you know, everybody else that provides opportunities for. And so, you know, a kid like Austin has definitely made the most of his opportunity when that attention is drawn elsewhere.
The opponent today, Elmwood Murdoch, they're certainly no stranger to tough competition. They don't have the best record in the world, but, man, they have played a heck of a schedule.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, that's what makes this a scary draw. We know that, you know, they play a lot of the same teams that we play, and we know how those teams are. And we, you know, we feel like our schedule's pretty mm-hmm. tough, and so if they play a lot of the same teams, we know their schedule's pretty tough. So we know they're going to be battle-tested and ready to go. And they wouldn't be here if they weren't a good team, obviously.
Right.
So they've put together a nice little streak here. They've beaten a couple 20-win teams. You know, we definitely know we're going to get a good, their best shot.
No matter what happens, and we're just going to say, okay, you win today, we move on. 9 a.m., 9 a.m., 9 a.m. I think you've done it before, but it's probably not the most ideal time to play all your games.
Yeah, it's crazy that, you know, you don't play these early games pretty much all season, and then in the most important games you're playing at 9 o'clock, but it is what it is, you know, And for us, you know, I go back to, and my message to the kids is, you know, we've played a lot of weekend tournaments throughout the years, from mm-hmm. third grade, you know, on. And in those weekend tournaments, you're getting up in Lincoln and Omaha, and you're playing at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever, you're playing in the morning. So to me, this is just another tournament in Lincoln. We're going to go for one more. We're going to, you know, get up. We're going to play those games. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we're ready to play. You know, earlier this year we played Summerland, you know, after playing at Freeman and at Humboldt. We get up at Grand Island and we play Summerland at 9:40 in the morning. And while we weren't totally sharp, we did enough things there to win. So I think once we get into the arena, we get going, adrenaline kicks in. And the other thing is the kids don't have to sit and think about it all day. We can get up right away in the morning, play the game, and go from there.
Yeah, and then you can make them go back and practice later in the afternoon if you want to.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Coaches, are a key to the game today we need to watch for?
Well, obviously our defense is going to have to, you know, step up a little bit. We've kind of been in a lull the past couple games where maybe our defensive intensity hasn't been there like we want it to be. So we definitely need to get that back. You know, they have the Schmidt kid inside. He's 6'8". We're going to have to, you know, we're going to have our hands full with him. I think he's averaging 20-some points a game. So that'll be a tough out for us. And then offensively, we just got to make sure we take care of the ball, run our stuff. I think I like our chances offensively. I think we can get to the rim. I think we can hit outside shots. But we just had to make sure we don't turn the ball over and just make smart decisions.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game this morning.
All right, thank you.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you considering a career change? Perhaps you're looking for a role where you can make a real difference in our community. Nemaha County Hospital offers a variety of positions where you can build a meaningful career with competitive benefits, a supportive working environment, and room for growth. Consider joining a team that truly values compassion, excellence, and consistency. Explore various opportunities at nemahacountyhospital.com/careers. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Good morning, everybody, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It's time for us to get things started here with the Class D1 Boys State Basketball Tournament. Today it's the Johnson Brock Eagles, ranked 1 all through the season, since the preseason, and the Knights of Elmwood Murdoch, 14-11. Two teams met in the Jamboree way back probably in November. And haven't seen each other since, which was kind of surprising. They play a lot of the same teams. They just don't play each other during the regular season, Andy.
Yes, good morning, John, and good morning, everyone. I was looking through their season records and a little bit surprised to see that they hadn't faced off in regular season. Johnson Brock, 26-1, as you said, John, ranked rated number one. Elmwood Murdoch, the number 8 seed in this tournament, come in with a record of 14-11. Interesting that all the other D1 teams have at least 19, most of them 20 or 22 wins or more, but Elmwood Murdoch in here at 14-11.
As we get ready to get the game started, we'll take one more two-minute break and be back with a look at the lineups and the tip-off coming up on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bass Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bass Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, Bass Global Solutions is committed to excellence and providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. First round action of the Boys D1 State Basketball Tournament. First up, the Johnson Rock Eagles and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. Let's look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Knights, they're coached by head coach Lance Steffen. As we mentioned, they are 14-11 on the year. They'll go with Clayton Fletcher. Fletcher, a sophomore at 6'2". Hayden Smith. Smith, a 6'8" senior, the leading scorer on the team, averaging 20 points per game. Michelle Coleman. Coleman, a junior at 6'3", 8.7 points. Abram Jones is a 6'3" senior, 4.2 points per game, and Brody Marsh, a sophomore at 6 foot, puts in 3.8 points per contest. Starting lineup for the Johnson Rock Eagles, 26-1 on the year. Their only loss was to Freeman. They're coached by head coach Lucas Dollinghouse. He's got a senior-heavy starting lineup here, Austin Meyer. Meyer leads the team in rebounds, 9.1 rebounds. He is a 6'4" senior, also pours in 7 points per game. Camden Dollinghouse is the team's leading scorer, 6'3" senior, 16.9 points per game, 4.6 rebounds. Brody Kaler, the only junior in the starting lineup, he's a 6'4" junior, 6.6 rebounds, and he pours in 15.7 points per game. Cason Dollinghouse is a 6'3 senior, 12.4 points, 3.5 rebounds. And Garrison Bowie rounds out the starting lineup, a 5'11 senior, 4.6 points per ball game. The Eagles, as we said, coached by Lucas Dollinghouse, 26-1, and John, before the one loss to Freeman, they had strung 56 wins in a row together, dating back to the last two seasons. So all they've done is gone out and won 60 of their last 61 ball games.
Pretty impressive to get up at those numbers. It's been a terrific run here for Johnson Rock the last several years.
Having the introduction of the starting lineups, a lot of pregame pageantry here. Of course, they introduce all of the non-starters, and then they bring the starters out onto the floor. John, I can't help but be just a little bit on edge here after what happened with the Johnson Rock girls last week. They came in flying high, and I was expecting big things, and they were one and done at the state tournament. Makes you a little bit uneasy about this one.
Yeah, you never know. Almond Murdoch's sort of played a tough enough schedule. They've come up up with 11 losses against a lot of the same teams that Johnson Brockton defeated. So in that aspect, I feel good about that.
Yeah, I fell into that trap, too, where I was comparing scores, and I've done that before and been surprised. But on paper, it would appear that Johnson Brock is going to be all right here this morning. Should they get the win over Elmwood Murdoch, their 9 o'clock schedule continues throughout the week. They would then face the winner of the upcoming game between McCool Junction and Elm Creek. A win there, they would move to the championship, also 9 o'clock here at Pinnacle Bank. If they came up short in the semifinals and end up playing for third, John, it's still a 9 o'clock ball game over Lincoln Southwest. So no matter what transpires, if the Johnson Brock Eagles are going to continue through this tournament, they're going to play a lot of early morning basketball.
Well, they are. They're used to it. They've done it before. Don't do it again here. Not complain about it. It's much better to play at 9 o'clock than to stay home.
That's for sure. I want to ask a favor of all of our listeners right now, John. Think of someone you know that might be interested in enjoying some Johnson Brock basketball. They may or may not be aware we're playing an early morning game here. Give them a call right now and tell them they can hear the Eagles on Sunny 101.3 and on our radio mobile app, MSC Radio, also online at mscsports.net. You just click on Listen Live and select KLZA. Tell your friends, the more the merrier. Both teams have had their final instructions. They come out to center court ready to jump it up. And here to describe the first quarter of play-by-play is John Nixon.
Thanks, Rennie. Aiden Schmidt steps in for the Knights. He is 6'8" junior against the Eagles. Brody Kaler, 6'4" junior. The ship will be controlled by the Knights in the backcourt. They'll go right to left as we look at it here in the first half this morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Take the ball off the right side and now bring it back out top is Abraham. Giving the ball up. They run a little weave out top, and now they try to get it inside to Schmidt. He spins into the lane, shoots, hits the rim, and it falls over the front for a two-pointer for Aiden Schmidt. Schmidt, 6'8", ready to go. Here's Johnson Brock with their first possession. And it's going out underneath, and a two-point layup for the big man, Austin Meyer, inside, and we are tied at two here in the early going.
Knights defense got caught sleeping there, left Meyer alone under the basket.
And out top, three ball on the way, off the mark, no good for Fletcher. The rebound grabbed up by Austin Meyer. We'll come the other way to the front court now. With it will be Kaysen Dollinghouse. Take the ball to the left side, off there it goes to Bowie. Now in the paint. It will be Kaler back out top. The Dollinghouse twins play catch with it. Now it's Camden. Left side now inside Kaler from 12 feet up and swish. And Johnson Brock has their first lead of the morning at 4-2. Here come the Knights to the front court now. Lob it into the big man Schmidt. He's double teamed front and back. And a foul will be called. Who got it? Front guy or the back guy?
I'm thinking Meyer.
Nope,
they're going to put it on Camden Dollinghouse. On Camden, his first, and of course, that's team foul number one on the Eagles.
Inbound to Schmidt. He'll get the ball back out top to Jones Abraham. And now way out top for three. Up and good. It is Michelle Coleman with the bucket. And Coleman puts the Knights in front again, 5-4. Johnson Brock to the front. Bowie off now. Jason Dollinghouse. Baseball fires it across to Camden. To the top in the middle. Again, just inside the free throw line. Up and good once again. Brody Kaler puts the Eagles back in front 6-5.
They're stepping back off of Kaler and giving him an open look from about 8 feet out in front of the basket.
Coleman to the front court with the basketball. Off the right side now to Fletcher. And stepping out is Austin. And Meyer knocks the ball loose. Good sandwich. And a foul will be called on the Knights here on the turnover.
Foul is going to be on Clayton Fletcher. On Fletcher, his first team foul number one on the Knights.
Come back the other way now. Eagle basketball. They lead it early on here, 6-5. Taylor out to Camden Dollinghouse. Three ball, right elbow around the rim. No. Rebound Meyer. He goes up and his shot is rejected out of there by Schmidt. Johnson Brock ball on the baseline.
Well, Schmidt's going to be tough to shoot over like that. He is 6'8 with the big long arms.
Camden Dollinghouse, the trigger, right side of the floor. He'll look. He'll look in the corner of Bowie. They'll give him the basketball there. Swing it back out to the top. Jason Dollinghouse goes to Kaler. Free throw line back to Camden Dollinghouse. Now he'll work the right side. Bowie tries left side, driving up. Jason Dollinghouse back out top. Three ball for Bowie is on the rim. It won't go. Another rebound by Meyer, but this one taken away from him by the Knights. They slap the ball away and bring it up the floor to the front court. Coleman inside they go now, and is now back to Schmidt. His shot partially rejected there by Meyer. Schmidt got it back and puts it up in the paint, and we've got a 7-6 score. The lead back to the Knights. Back and forth we go. Eagle ball left side. Jason Dollinghouse high post. Kaler free throw line off to Jason Dollinghouse. He backs up. Jason looks, used up his dribble, bounce in the middle. Kaler same spot. Comes up empty this time. Meyer another rebound and stripped again of the basketball. And the Knights are on the run. Pass tipped by Bowie, stolen away. Jason Dollinghouse to the front court with the basketball. Far side to Bowie. He'll leave it for Camden. Way out top for three. On the rim, no. And it is a rebound tipped by Schmidt to a teammate. And here come the Knights with a one-point lead with 4:20 to go in the opening period of the state tournament. Class D1 action this morning. To the front court, Coleman off the right side with the ball to Abraham. Abraham looks, comes left side of the floor to Marsh. Now a pass tip, Bowie the steal, Bowie on the run in, cut off, looks for help, turns, everybody there, he'll put it off the glass, it won't go, but a whistle and a foul underneath, will put Bowie at the line to shoot a pair.
It's going to be a Carson Toll called for the personal. Carson Toll, John, got the start this morning in place of Brody Marsh. Toll is on the floor out there. His first team foul, number two.
At the line is Bowie on the way up and good. So here's Bowie with his first point. Will knock the score up at seven apiece. Our second tie. And we got a timeout called. Timeout in a 7-7 ball game halfway through the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, into the ball game now for the Eagles. The free throw line is Bowie again, shooting second. Up and good, and now they're making a change. And into the ball game now will come a new player. Sitting down will be Bowie. And checking in,
Grady Behrens.
There he is, okay. Couldn't find him. Fifth lead change already in the first quarter. Left side elbow, take the ball back out top to Coleman. Coleman will give it up to Toll. And now, at the top, Schmidt throws it underneath into the paint, spinning in, scooping it up, no good. Will be, I believe that was Powell, and the rebound is brought down by Meyer. Meyer gives it up and driving the lane into the paint, up and off the glass, 2-4, Camden Dollinghouse. And now the Eagles reclaim the lead at 10-7. 10-7, Johnson Brock. 3:18 to go, first period. Off the right side, the ball goes to Fletcher. Fletcher looks against the man-to-man defense. Coming out to the top to Abraham. He'll give the ball up there again into the hand of Coleman. They swing it around the perimeter, not be able to get anything inside. Schmidt now backed in, shoots from beyond the paint. Up, no good. The rebound brought down by Camden Dollinghouse. To the front comes the senior guard for the Eagles. He'll pass it off. He'll get it right back. Three ball on the rim. No. Up high for the tip in is Rudy Taylor. Taylor's got six already, and it's 12-7. Johnson Brock up by five now. 2:38 to go in the quarter. Off the right side of the basketball is Toll. Powell or Toll, Randy? Did you check?
Toll.
Toll. Toll, okay. Coming the other way, Schmidt beyond the arc. Stands between the circles. Comes out, sets the screen. ball handler, comes around and finally into the paint with the right hand up, no good by Coleman, and the rebound to Kaler, lobs it ahead, and a three-pointer on the way, no good by Kaysen Dollyhouse, and the rebound comes down to Cole. So we'll come back the other way now, with the Knights handling the ball to the front court, Cole. Cole looks, will give it up to Fletcher, back to Cole. Schmidt on the right side wing with the dribble, moving in on Austin Meyer, leans in, reverse layup is good, and he goes from the right to the left and gets his third hoop of the first quarter. 12-9, Johnson Brock with the advantage. Jason Dollinghouse now, Kaler, free throw line underneath Meyer, a beautiful pinpoint pass, and two more for Austin Meyer. He's got four.
Got to be driving the coaching staff for Elmwood Murdoch nuts how Austin Meyer could be that open under there.
14-9, take the ball to the high post. Schmidt back off the right side. Coleman with it. He'll move right. Picks up his dribble. They've got a mismatch, and now Meyer is out on Schmidt. Now they switch up defensively. Move it around to the left side, down to the left wing. With it is Abraham again. He'll dribble in. Spins, gets the ball back to the top to Fletcher.
Five on the shot clock.
They throw the ball away to the Johnson Brock bench on the far side. And turnover by the Knights.
Here's Robert Gravatt checking into the lineup now. Gravatt checks in, replacing Austin Meyer, who will take a breather.
Gravatt, 6'4 and a junior. Now it's Kaler to Kaysen Dollyhouse. Backing up with the dribble, cross court. Nope, didn't go that way. Decided to go down to the right side wing instead to Kaler. Kaler's got it again on the right side of the elbow. Moving around to the dribble, to the far side, takes it high post. Gravatt dribbles in, backs out, gives the ball up into the paint. Hanging, shooting, and scoring will be Grady Barrett. And the Eagles are up by a score of 16-9. Front court we go with the ball in the hand of Michelle Coleman for the Knights. Moving up the floor now, stands there with 21 seconds to go in the first quarter. No shot clock this time. Kaler standing out there watching, shouting out defensive instructions to his teammates there. They set a screen with Schmidt. Keep moving with the ball. Schmidt now giving up one. A shot on the way, way short for Coleman. And coming down where the Eagles get a shot off. They do. They get a layup. Can't get it. Kaler got down and tipped it up and in, but it was too late. After one, our score, number one ranked, number one seeded, Johnson Brock, Eagles, the Elmwood Murdoch, 16-9. And we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
Sunny 101.3.
Here after one quarter, as we get ready to move into second period action, we're live at Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln. Boys D1 District Tournament quarterfinal. Johnson Brock will have the basketball to start the second period. Inbound the pass to Garrison Bowie, off to Camden Dollinghouse. Little floater, Dollinghouse up and over. Smith got it down. Camden Dollinghouse, that's no easy task, John, to shoot over 6'8" Aiden Smith.
I thought he got a little piece of that shot, but it went up anyway.
All right, into forecourt where the ball is. Brody Marsh goes to the baseline right side in the corner. Down to Coleman. Coleman in the paint. Kicks it under to the left side. Marsh goes up with a shot, partially blocked. Rebound brought down. Try for a putback. Isn't going to happen. Top of the key to Fletcher. Fletcher kicks it out to the right elbow. Again to Deshelle Coleman. Coleman holds the ball for a minute. Now directing traffic with one hand. Takes the dribble. Goes to the right side. Shot clock at three. Schmidt fall-away jump shot at the shot clock buzzer. They have a shot clock violation. It was off the mark. Missed the rim anyway. And Johnson Brock will get the basketball back.
Eagles with their biggest lead of the game, John, up by 9, 18-9, just underway here, opening minute of the second quarter, 7:15 to play in the first half. With the ball comes Dollinghouse, Camden Dollinghouse, a cross-court pass to the near side. They get it to Meyer, now back up top to Brody Kaler. Garrison Bowie with the basketball, beats to the corner, right side, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen bounce pass up top to Camden. Over to the left elbow, this is Austin Meyer with the ball. Holds it high above his head, skip pass across court, Camden Dollinghouse. Shot clock at 7. Dollinghouse works to the right side, 5 on the shot clock. Kaysen Dollinghouse, shot up, and off the glass, doesn't go. Shot clock violation. Ball will go back over to Elwood Murdoch. That's unfortunate there, John. You notice how Elwood Murdoch is keeping the defenders in the face of Johnson Brock's outside shooters. They're not going to let him get that open look three.
You can't let him open.
Deshaun Coleman across the timeline with the basketball gets a pick, moves to the right side of the free throw circle. In the corner, Carson Toll handles the ball. Toll holds it for a moment. Takes a couple of dribbles between the rings, top of the circle, gives to Fletcher. Fletcher backs out to the right elbow. Now to the near side it comes. Coleman lobs inside, trying to get it to Smith. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Shot clock down to 11. 18-9, Johnson Brock up by 9, 6:14 to play here in the second quarter. Inbounding the pass to Shell Coleman. Baseline left side under the bucket. Coleman to toss it in. Lob pass taken away underneath. Brody Kaler just out-jumped Aiden Smith for the inbound pass and got the steal. Baseline left side. Dollinghouse goes to Meyer. Meyer tried to go up with a shot. They'll get him from travel.
First part is he tried to stay down and couldn't.
Yeah, he couldn't keep that foot on the ground. Austin Meyer had two defenders hanging on him there. Inbounding the pass will be Coleman. Boy, Johnson Brock had a chance there to get up by double digits. Still lead by 9, 18-9. Right side with the ball is Brody Marsh. Marsh beats deep baseline Toll. Toll finds Fletcher with the pass. Fletcher in trouble. To the top of the key, clears it back to Marsh between the ring. Left wing, this is Carson Toll with the ball. Toll flips it around to the right side. They don't open look there. Not one to take the three is Brody Marsh. Shot clock at 8. Shot clock getting down there. Here's a, well, they'll just throw the ball away. Tried to flip it out to the left side looking for Brody Marsh. Marsh didn't even see it coming, John.
Big class C1 in the first quarter. Number one North seed, Lincoln Luther leading Fillmore Central 8-4. They're in the second quarter now over at Bob Vantage Sports.
Fillmore Central, the team that eliminated Auburn from the competition this year. Here's Johnson Brock's Meyer feeds it into Garrison Bowie. Bowie in traffic. Comes out, driving, laying up, and in and out of there. Wooden drop. Nice job by Camden Dollinghouse to get the shot. At the other end, there's a beautiful block by Garrison Bowie. Fast break the other end. Slam dunk by Kaler, despite the fact that Aiden Smith at 6'8 was there to contest it. He just powered right through the block and slammed it home.
Got right by him, and he couldn't do anything about it coming from behind.
Double-digit lead by 11. Johnson Brock up 20-9. 4:53 to play in the second quarter. Marsh under the basket, right side, can't get a look. Ball tipped away, got it back, shot up, rimmed around and around and got it down. Brody Marsh with his first 2 points of the morning in the game. It's 20-11, Johnson Brock by 9. Here come the Eagles. Brody Kaler to the right side. Bowie with the ball up to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden, right side, Meyer. Kaler, oh, nice pass. Bowie got the bounce pass to Camden Dollinghouse in the lane. And occasionally, the Elwood Murdoch defenders kind of get left standing or counting their change, John. They get fooled on that. Here's a driving layup on the right side put up by Deshaun Coleman. And Coleman is going to be fouled. He'll be at the line, where he'll be shooting 2 shots.
Austin Meyer picks up the foul, his first and the first team foul of quarter number 2 on the Johnson Brock Eagles.
At the free throw line, Deshaun Coleman. He's a 6'3 junior, averages 8.7 points per ball game, has 3 so far this morning. This will be his first attempt from the free throw line. It's up and good. Got it down. It's at 22-11. Back into the lineup now for Johnson Brock comes Robert Gravatt in replacing Austin Meyer. Gravatt back on the floor for the Eagles. Second free throw for Coleman is up and off, no good. Brody Kaler comes down with the rebound for Johnson Brock. Eagles up by 10, 22-12. They come on the attack offensively. Garrison Bowie gives it up to Gravatt to the near side. They're looking for the cutter in the paint. Can't get it. Kaler flips it up to Kaysen Dollinghouse.
Kaysen, fall away shot, free throw line, off the rim, no. Ball taken down by, and then stolen away. Aiden Schmidt had it, knocked away by Dollinghouse. Into the corner, Bowie for three, got it. Harrison Bowie with his first bucket of the morning, drops it in from the deep baseline left side. Biggest lead yet for Johnson Brock. Eagles up by 13 now, 25-12. 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. Baseline in the corner. Toll goes into Schmidt. Schmidt trying to block it away is Kaler. Whistling a foul. Probably going to go on Brody Kaler. And that will put Schmidt at the free throw line.
Brody picks up his first team foul number 2 in the second quarter here against the Eagles.
Aiden Schmidt at the line, a 6'8 senior, shooting 2. First one is in and out. Another attempt coming. Schmidt has 6 points so far in the ballgame. Back onto the floor is Hayden Gravatt now, and taking a breather will be Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse taking a little breather. Hayden Gravatt on the shot is up and good. Second one is good for Aiden Schmidt, so he made 1 out of 2. The senior now has 7 points in the ballgame. The lead is 12, 25-13. Eagles on top. Here comes Brody Kaler working to the free throw line. Fall away jumper up and good. Brody Kaler will hit that one on you all day if you let him. He's in double figures already with 10 points, and they've all come from that little short range jumper that he puts up in the paint. Right side of the lane with the ball is Coleman. Coleman brings it up top to Marsh. Now Toll handles the ball. With it at the top of the key is Jones. Across right wing, Coleman. Coleman works one-on-one against Robert Gravatt. Goes to the baseline right side. Kaler picked him up there. Flips it back out to Aiden Schmidt. Schmidt with the ball. Passes inside the paint. Shot is up. Partially blocked. Whistle and a foul. And we're going to send Carson Toll to the free throw line where he'll be shooting 2 shots.
Going up there and trying to spike it for Johnson Brock at time. And Barron, he picks up his first foul.
Who got it?
Barron.
Quinton?
Grady, I think. Is he?
Oh, Grady. Okay.
Yeah, Grady.
First free throw is up and good. Hitting the first of the two is Carson Toll. That's his first point of the morning. Looks like Dollinghouse, Camden Dollinghouse back onto the floor. Garrison Bowie will set out, take a breather. At the free throw line, second shot coming for Carson Toll. It's up and it is off. No good. Brody Kaler is there to pull down the rebound. 27-14. Johnson Brock by 13 points. With the basketball is Grady Behrens. Behrens on the dribble, left-handed dribble, hands it up to the top. There's a three on the way up and good. The first three-pointer of the morning, and it comes from Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse now with 9 points. Note of that, John, their first three didn't come till 2:18, or second three. That's right, that's the second one of the morning. But they have been far and few between here today, per usual.
Haven't taken many so far.
Yeah, compared to usual, they haven't been able to get the open look. With the ball is Brody Marsh. Brody has it blocked away beautifully by Brody Kaler. Kaler just out-jumped him and swatted the ball right back. 30-14, 16-point lead now. Johnson Brock off to a good start here with 2:01 to play in the first half of this D1 quarterfinal state championship game. Here's a three from the corner. Up and off, no good, and high in the air with a rebound comes Camden Dollinghouse down with the basketball. Dollinghouse on the attack now between the rings. Right side goes to Brody Kaler. Back to Camden. Tries to drive the baseline. Oh, beautiful bounce pass. Try for follow shot. Put back up and good. Robert Gravatt missed the first one. Got his own rebound and got the put back. But what a beautiful pass, John, to find Gravatt on the baseline.
An 18-point Eagle advantage.
There's a shot up by Aiden Schmidt that's off no good, and there to pull down the rebound for Johnson Brock is Grady Behrens. Behrens goes to Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse got swatted as he tried to go up with the shot, and he should be at the line, I would think. No, they're going to say it came on the floor. I thought perhaps that was a shooting foul.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Kaysen Dollinghouse back into the lineup. Also, Austin Meyer back onto the floor. Robert Gravatt will set out, and Grady Behrens will set out. So Johnson Brock getting some good minutes off the bench here, giving those starters a little bit of a breather. Eagles basketball into Kaler. Little floater up and good. Brody Kaler, 12 points here in the first half. John, it's a 20-point ball game with a minute 11 to go here in the first half, 34-14.
Johnson Brock, there's a steal. Brody Kaler, here comes another slam dunk. Boom, there it is. Brody Kaler putting on a clinic here on steals and slam dunks. Put that one down. He's got a bucket full of points. And suddenly, Johnson Brock is blowing this thing wide open with under a minute to go here in the first half. 36-14, can you believe it? A 22-point Johnson Brock lead. With the ball, they put it into Aiden Smith. Fall away shot, Smith up and off, no good. Brody Kaler with the rebound. Johnson Brock can play for the final shot. There's 2 second differential between the shot clock and the game clock to end this first half. All the way in, bounce pass to Meyer. Meyer got blocked there by Aiden Smith. Loose on the floor, they fight for it. Jump ball is called, possession arrow goes to Elwin Murdoch.
They got it inside to Austin Meyer that time. Unfortunately, there were three black jerseys around him.
And one of them was 6'8" tall, towering over him here. Back into the game now for the Eagles, Hayden Gravatt in the lineup. Hayden is out there, as is Grady Behrens. Just 21 seconds to go. Johnson Brock up by 22 with the dribble to Shell Coleman into forecourt. They'll play for the final shot here. Down this much, I'm not sure. Okay, here's Smith. Turnaround shot in the paint, up and good. Aiden Smith has got 9 points in the game. Johnson Brock down court. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Kaysen Dollinghouse shot partially blocked. Follow shot is up, doesn't go. But at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles have opened up a commanding 20-point lead. They lead it 36-16. At the half. Stay tuned. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Sunny 101.3.
Gatula John Nixon back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Seth Collison, our producer engineer for this morning's presentation of state tournament basketball. Let's take a look at the numbers from the first half. First of all, for Elwood Murdoch, Aiden Smith leads the way in scoring. He has 9 in the first half. DeShiel Coleman with 4. Brady Marsh added 2, and Carson Toll with 1 for their first half total of 16. Free throw shooting, Elwood Murdoch made 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, big first half for Brody Kaler. 14 points in the first half. Camden Dollinghouse has 9. 5 for Garrison Bowie. 4 points for Austin Meyer. Grady Behrens with 2. And Robert Gravatt has 2. Their total of 36. Free throw shooting, Johnson Brock
made 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Score by quarters, the Eagles were up by 7 after one period, 16-9, and they now hold a 20-point advantage here at the half, 36-16. John, you've got a few more numbers.
Just taking a look at some of those numbers in the first half. The turnover advantage to Johnson Brock. They've turned it over 4 times, but 9 turnovers by Elmwood Murdoch in the first half. And Johnson Brock had a substantial lead in rebounding. 20 rebounds for Johnson Brock, 9 of those offensive rebounds, just 9 rebounds so far for Elmwood Murdoch in the contest. Johnson Brock shoots better than 53%, 16 out of 30 from the field compared to just 6 out of 19 for Elmwood Murdoch in the first half here this morning. 36-16 is our score at the half. Right now, we'll take a break here from our sponsor, check in with the weather, see if it's going to stay this nice. Somebody using a four-letter word I heard.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Lane Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 74. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 40. Sunny skies tomorrow, high of 78. Thunderstorms likely Friday, high temperatures reach up to 75. 51, cloudy skies expected Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. An update there. The forecast is currently here at our studios in Falls City. We are currently at 41 degrees right now. We do have sunny skies as things will warm up quickly here later on this morning into this afternoon. Winds light out of the south-southeast at under 5 miles an hour. All right, you're listening to coverage of state basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, as at the half, Johnson Brock in full control. They lead Elmwood Murdoch 36-16. We'll get you the second half action coming up right after this quick 2-minute break. Stay tuned. Randy and John are back right after this here on Sunny Radio.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back out to warm up for the second half here. Johnson Brock with a 36-16 advantage over the Elmwood Murdoch Knights here at halftime. The Johnson Brock win today would put them in a semifinal game coming up 9 a.m. on Friday morning over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll tell you, if you're a basketball fan, Sacred Heart fan that might be listening in, they're having a celebration tonight for the girls championship that was won last week for the Sacred Heart girls in Class D2. That's coming up tonight down at the Elks Lodge in Fall City. And I think everyone's invited to attend that if you want to go out and celebrate that championship with the Sacred Heart girls tonight.
John, and things continue to go well here for Johnson Brock. As you said, they would play at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. That game would be against McCool Junction or Elm Creek. They're the two teams that are scheduled to match up here in the game following this one. That would be played at the Devaney Center, John. We'd move back over to Devaney for semifinal action with Johnson Brock at either McCool Junction or Elm Creek. A couple of observations the first half of this one. Elmwood Murdoch, obviously their game plan was to keep somebody in the face of the three-point shooters. They're aware of the damage that they can do. And I look at this, Cason Dollinghouse did not score in the first half. And that's very unusual. He averages 12 points per ball game. But they haven't figured out what to do about Brody Kaler in the paint. Brody's been taking that little 8 to 10-foot jumper inside the lane, and I think he's only missed one of those all morning, and he's sitting here with 14 points in the ballgame. So Aiden Smith, the big man, he's got his 9 points. He averages 20 per ballgame. He's going to get those in there. But for the most part, Austin Meyer has done a great job trying to defend that 6-foot-8 postman in there. Meyer swatted a couple of them away from him, stole the ball a couple of times, and doing a pretty good job defensively.
Yeah, they're doing a good job all around in there as far as the defense, not letting the ball get inside very much. Some of the shots by Schmidt coming from outside the lane. I'm surprised John Brock attempted 9 three-pointers. Didn't seem like that many in the first half. 2 out of 9, and we'll see if they light it up a little more here in the second half.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd shot that many either until we saw that the stat sheet that came out. But anyway, we stand here with a 20-point advantage. Johnson Brock 36-16 over the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. And when play resumes, Johnson Brock's going to have the basketball. And here to describe the third quarter once again is John Nixon.
Thanks, Randy. Garrison Valley will inbound the ball in midcourt. Cason Dollinghouse will step back here in the backcourt to take the ball up the floor. Eagles, the home team today on the scoreboard, and up the floor they come. Get the ball off to Camden Dollinghouse on the right side. Into the paint he goes. Up and under with the push and the scoop. They get it underneath the arm of Schmidt that time, and Camden now in double figures with 11. 37, make it 38-16. Here's a takeaway by the Eagles by Austin Meyer, and a long three up by Cason Dollinghouse. No good. Schmidt with the rebound. That was 3 or 4 feet behind the college three-point line. So up the floor, Schmidt with it. Free throw line high. Gives the ball up and driving down the lane. Blocked out of there by Kaler. The ball saved. No, wasn't saved by the Eagles. They gave it their best. They couldn't save it. The shot was put up there by Coleman.
Garrison Valley chased after the loose ball. He came up and smiled at the official, knowing full well he didn't get to it. There
Fletcher will inbound the basketball. They play in front of Schmidt, out to the left sideline, and now way back out to the top. Fletcher drives in, floats one up, won't go, and another rebound for Austin Meyer.
Boy, didn't Austin Meyer work hard under there, John.
Meyer will give the ball up to the front court now. It will be Kaler running out top. He'll give the ball up to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden to Kaler, back over to Kaysen. He'll work the right side, down the lane. Gets bumped, scoops it up, no, and a rebound and a putback. Good for Austin Meyer. He's got 6 points and seven rebounds so far on the day. About what he does. May get more rebounds and points. Here's a three-pointer for the right side. No, and another rebound for Austin Meyer. This pace, he might have a lot more rebounds and points today. And Kaler flying up the right side. The timeout called by Lucas Dollinghouse. 40-16, Johnson Brock with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network app.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Inbound in near the Johnson Brock bench will be Garrison Bowie for the Eagles. He'll bring the ball in there for Grady Barron to check in during the timeout. Off to Camden Dollinghouse, running the right side, pulls up, leaves it out to Barron's on the right side. Now he'll go in the paint, stop, back out top, Kaler. Driving the paint, pulls up, 15-footer on the rim, won't go. And it'll be Schmidt to tip it away to a teammate. Now to Coleman, off the front court, through the circle. Moves to the left side, into the paint he goes. Forces it up, too strong, rebound off of Meyer this time. Out of bounds, it will be long to the Knights.
Brody Marsh back into the lineup, replacing Carson Toll now for the Knights.
From the left side of the floor, looking it in from the baseline. Into Schmidt, and he will shoot it over the top of Austin Meyer and put it up. He's got 11 now. 40-18 is the score. Johnson Brock with the advantage. Out top, Bowie will give off. Camden Dollinghouse, three ball up and down from the right side of the circle. Dollinghouse with his second long ball of the morning, and it's now 43-18. Johnson Brock up by 25 points now.
Camden with 14 now in the game.
To the front court, Schmidt off the right side, hands the ball away to Coleman. Coleman lost his dribble, gets the ball away to Fletcher. Into the paint he goes, and out to Schmidt. Now he'll go cross court, three-pointer on the way, no good by Abraham, and a rebound by Meyer. Austin now with number 9 on the morning. Still 5:13 to go in the third quarter. The Eagles up now. Here is the other way we go to Barron's. Barron's to Kaler. Guarded out there beyond the three-point line. Now to Camden Dollinghouse. Down the lane he goes. Turns his back. The Schmidt was going to throw it up, but we're going to go to the line and shoot a pair.
Now, the foul was on the floor. Deshell Coleman got called for the personal on Coleman. His first team foul, number 1 of the period.
Camden Dollinghouse with the line on the way up and good. He is well over 80% free throw shooter in his career at Johnson Brock. Second one coming here for the senior. He makes that one, and it's good. And it's now 45-18, Johnson Brock. All right, we come the other way now. The Knights lob it into Schmidt. He makes the catch. He throws it up behind him, and a foul called as Meyer got bumped out of the way and then came back, and I think he committed the foul.
Foul's going to be on Camden Dollinghouse. On Camden, his first team foul, number 1 of the period, on Johnson Brock.
That's 2 on Camden. He got one earlier on Schmidt as well. We thought it was on Austin.
Okay.
So at the line will be Aiden Schmidt. Up and good. He's 2 out of 3 at the line. 45-19. Both 15 to lead the ball game. Garrison Bowie out for Johnson Brock. And out of the game goes Jones Abraham for the Knights.
free throw up, no good, and the rebound brought down by, guess who? Number 10 for Austin Meyer.
That's 10 of them, yeah.
The other way we come, handling the basketball, Grady Perrins again, off to Kaysen Dollinghouse, out to Camden. Right side, works in, kicks it out to Kaysen, drives to the paint, scoops, no. Rebound brought back to Kaysen as the Knights tried to slap it out of there. And we've got a foul on Knight.
Foul is on the floor. It's going to be called on Carson Toll. On Toll, his second personal, second team foul on the Knights.
4:27 left in the third. On the right side, Camden Dollinghouse holds it, comes over left side to Kaler. Kaler crosses over with the dribble. Camden Dollinghouse back to Kaler, out top between the circles. To Meyer, makes a move, kicks the ball to the left side, and now back Camden Dollinghouse, three ball, left side of the circle, nothing to the bottom of the hole. He's got 19 now, and the Eagles are up 48-19. That's a whole bunch. 29-point advantage for Johnson Brock. The Knights in the front court with the ball. Brody Marsh knocked away. Kaler on the run, 2-on-1, across the court. Leaves it back. Camden Dollinghouse, no. Kaler can't get it on the foul. Got another rebound. Up and in for Brody Kaler. A couple of rebounds and 2 points. And it's now 50-19. Schmidt in traffic. Lobs it up and it won't go. Fight for the rebound. And it's going to be Kaysen Dollinghouse throwing it off the leg of Aiden Schmidt. Johnson Brock ball.
Back into the ball now for the Eagles. Hayden Gravatt on the floor. Also, Robert Gravatt out onto the playing surface out here. Taking a break, it'll be Austin Meyer, Brody Kaler with a much-deserved breather.
Now the wheels are turning for Coach Dollinghouse over there. We've got 3 days to play. We've all got about 9 o'clock. Let's get a bunch of players in the game with a 30-plus point lead. Here's a block shot by the Big Ben, and it's recovered by Camden Dollinghouse. He'll give the ball up in the corner. Now Kaysen into the paint, led Gravatt down the lane, and Robert couldn't quite catch up with it. Rita had a layup. The lead is 31 for Johnson Brock.
And John, with a 31-point lead, even though we still have 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, no reason not to rest those legs a little bit, get these other kids some state tournament playing time here.
I don't have a two for Johnson Brock. Here's a long three ball up, no good. Saved in, grabbed up here by Grady Barron. I'm going to find him somewhere. All right, we move up the floor with the basketball. Camden Dollinghouse tried to pass it off. Now Gravatt's got it on the right side. Inside it goes to Robert Gravatt. His shot rejected. Chase is on, and the loose ball is picked up here by the Knights. And Schmidt down the lane. Couple of big steps. Off the glass. Won't go. Rebound inside. And a putback. Got three now, 50-21. Johnson Brock. Come back the other way and a shot. Yep. Taken down, no good. Knights ball with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Driving to the paint, kicking the ball out, and now they go back to the big man Schmidt. They're awfully dependent on him, and a foul. Now, again, I figured it was going to be on Robert Gravatt, but I'm pretty sure he pointed to Camden again.
Yeah. Camden Dollinghouse is going to get called for that. So that would be his third I've got, right?
Yep. That's correct. Second foul of the quarter, and at the line is Aiden Schmidt.
Schmidt is 2 out of 4 from the line so far this morning, has 12 points.
Schmidt ready. Is the bucket. It's on the way up, and that line drive won't go. Schmidt just a junior. In fact, they don't have a senior in the starting lineup.
I think I've got Schmidt listed as a senior.
Yeah, I've been listed as a junior for some reason.
He's a senior.
Okay. Here's a miss on the free throw. It's grabbed up by Marsh. Go inside, and a foul on Johnson Brock again. Aiden Gravatt looks guilty.
Yeah. It'll be Aiden's first team foul, number 4 of the quarter.
First hole at the line to shoot 2. Up, no. To the court comes Lane Mills, a 6'4 junior for the Knights. Second free throw coming here for Cole. Up And got it. One out of two, and it's 50-22, Johnson Brock. To the front comes Gravatt. Hayden gives the ball up, and now out to the top it goes to Quentin Behrens in the ballgame. Payson Dollinghouse gives it to Robert Gravatt, now to Hayden, floater in the lane, over the big man, up and good. That's no easy task, John. Hayden Gravatt with his first two of the morning. 52-22, the Eagles have the lead and join a 30-point margin here. Give the ball to Schmidt. Robert Gravatt guards him. In the paint, spins, leans, shoots, no, rebound, Robert Gravatt. Did a good job of the defense there, keeping Schmidt away from the basket and making him work for the shot. Hayden Gravatt gives it outside, and now it's Robert Gravatt giving the ball up to Hayden again and over to Kaysen Dollinghouse. He moves in, he spins, he leans, and a foul on a reach-in called on the Knights.
Shell Coleman will get called for the personal on Coleman. That is his second personal and team foul number three of the period.
At the line, Kaysen Dollinghouse for the first time today. No scoring yet for the senior for the Eagles. Now he is on the board with his first point of the day. 53-22. Up and good. There is a vote. One thing you don't want to do if you're an opponent of Johnson Brock is foul a Dollinghouse or a Taylor. The rest of the kids shoot it pretty well, too, but those three, you're just giving up points. Here's a steal by Hayden Gravatt, a lazy exchange out near midcourt. Hayden leaves the ball back now for Bowie. He'll get the ball back after the pass, shoot a three ball, it's on the rim, no. And the rebound tipped and controlled by Carson Toll.
Quentin Behrens in the lineup now for the Eagles, a sophomore. Quentin Behrens on the floor.
To the left side and a three-pointer up and no good this time by the Knights. That shot put up by Lane Mills.
Quentin Behrens pulled down the rebound, was falling out of bounds and threw it off of Aiden Smith and preserved a possession for the Eagles.
26 seconds left in the third quarter. Shot clock off over to C1. Opening round game, number one, C. Lincoln Lutheran up 38-15 over Fillmore Central. And the Eagles lose the ball out of bounds here, knocked away by the Knights with 16 and a half seconds to go. Only one starter in the ballgame right now for Johnson Brock. That's Garrison Bowie. They'll bring it in backcourt for Hayden Gravatt. Up the floor, off the right side, he goes to Bowie. Giving the ball up in the middle to Quentin Behrens. Off to Hayden Gravatt. He'll drive. He'll shoot it. No. Rebound brought down by Robert Gravatt. And he got bumped as he came down. John, you're looking for the basketball.
You're looking at next year's version of the Eagles right now out there.
I'll bet that number 11 plays.
Yeah, minus sure. Brody Keeler.
Here's a shot well beyond midcourt of the buzzer. No good. After three, number one seed Johnson Brock, 54, and Elwin Murdoch, 22. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3, the MSC radio app.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Sunny 101.3.
Fourth quarter action of the boys' D1 quarterfinals here in the state tournament at PBA in Lincoln. Elwin Murdoch with the basketball. Long shot, top of the key. Blocked away. Rebound brought down by the Eagles. Into forecourt comes Kaysen Dollinghouse. Brody Kaler. The starters are back on the floor now for the Eagles. Kaysen, a little weave at the top of the key. Gives to Camden. Camden Dollinghouse. Oh, beautiful pass. Camden Dollinghouse handed the ball to Austin Meyer. Meyer now with 8 points in the ballgame.
and the onslaught continues here. 56-22, a 34-point Johnson Brock advantage. 7.5 minutes to go. Here's Aiden Smith moving to the basket. Got the bucket. Smith got it to fall and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Schmidt leaned in between a couple of defenders that time. That'll put him at 14 points on the morning. Foul will go on Meyer.
Smith's free throw is up and off. No good. Couldn't get it. Austin Meyer with yet another rebound there, John, as he pulled that one down. With the basketball is Brody Kaler. Goes around the defender, pulls up that little jumper off the glass, up and good. Brody Kaler's got 18 points in the ballgame now, and he sat out a lot of that third quarter and still has 18. 58-24. Can you believe it, Johnson Brock fans? The Eagles totally dominating Elwood Murdoch this morning. There's a shot up by Smith, partially blocked by Meyer. Meyer pulls down yet another rebound. I think that's got to be about 12 now rebounds for Austin Meyer or Moore. With the ball is Kason Dollinghouse in the paint. Beautiful wraparound pass into the ball to Austin Meyer. And that puts Meyer in double figures here in the state tournament. 10 points on this Wednesday morning basketball game at Pinnacle Bank Arena. With the basketball is Coleman. Feeds it to the corner, baseline left side to Toll. Over under the right elbow. Jones with it across court. Tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Brody Kaler.
Austin's family milk cows. He has to get up early or something.
Yeah.
Maybe he likes 9 a.m. basketball.
Well, if there's a bright side to this lopsided win, it is the fact that Coach Dollinghouse is going to be able to rest those starters a little bit. Now, they do have a day off tomorrow, but still, you hate to use up all your energy here in a first-round ball game. Here's a jump shot, baseline, right side up and off, no good. And guess who got the rebound? Austin Meyer. He's a rebounding machine. Kason Dollinghouse, long three, bingo, right down the pipe, put her down, add him up. How many has he got now? 23?
That was Kason, wasn't it?
Kason.
Five.
Kason got that one. Okay. With the basketball in the forecourt come the Knights. Into the corner, baseline left side, shot is up, off, no good. Rebound brought down by Camden Dollinghouse. Camden, I gave that to... Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Johnson Brock. 5:40 to go in the ballgame. 63-24. Johnson Brock up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, John, we're going to have a whole new basketball team coming in. On the floor, Tate Holley in for the first time this morning. He's out there along with Quentin Behrens, Robert Gravatt, Hayden Gravatt, and Grady Behrens. Those are the five on the floor now for the Eagles with 5:40 to go. And, man, what a luxury for Lucas Dollinghouse to be able to put his backup players on the floor here, enjoying a 63-24 advantage. Just a little over 5 minutes to go. Johnson Brock's basketball. Tate Holley in the baseline left side to Robert Gravatt. Up he comes to Quentin Behrens with the ball on the right elbow. This is Behrens. Behrens feeds it down in the right side again to Hayden Gravatt. Now Hayden picks up his dribble. Flips it right elbow. Grady Behrens. Top of the key. Tate Holley. Tate Holley. Bounce pass. Nice speed. Tate Holley put it underneath to Quentin Behrens. Shot is up, but a shot clock violation. Didn't get it off, and the ball goes back to Elwood Murdoch.
Johnson Brock scores again without the Knights getting
running
the score.
Clock.
It's a running clock game.
In a state tournament ball game, you wouldn't expect that. 63-24, 39-point lead, one away from the running clock. Lob pass into Smith. Smith, little shot under the basket. Aiden Smith, he can play his game under there. He's got 16 now, I think. And it's 63-26. Johnson Brock, these boys probably don't want a running clock. They want to play as long as they can here. John, there's a long three up and off. No good for Hayden Gravatt. Rebound down to Elwood Murdoch. Smith gets it into forecourt. Almost threw it to our broadcast point here. Coleman got the pass, beats it to the corner, baseline right side. Boy,
I think we're going to have a blocking foul. That was a defender trying to get out of the way there.
Big foul on Tate Holly, his first.
At the free throw line will be Brody Marsh. He has 2 points this morning. This will be his first attempt from the line. Shot is up and off, no good. Brody will get a second attempt coming. Clock is down to 4:27 to go. Johnson Brock will advance to the semifinals Friday morning, 9 o'clock. Bob Devaney Center, second shot is up and good for Brody Marsh. He got it. Eagles with a dominating performance this morning here over Elmwood Murdoch. Johnson Brock's basketball. Into the paint goes Tate Holly. A little floater up and good. This is fun to see these young men, these sophomores, getting into a state tournament game and not just getting in, but scoring, John.
Yeah, they better hurry because they're not going to be playing much longer. Yeah.
Tate Holly got that one to fall. More subs getting up off the bench. Here's a steal. With the steal, it was Quentin Behrens. Behrens feeds it to the right side. Shot is up. Off the glass. Wouldn't go by Grady Behrens. Fight for the rebound. Gravatt comes down with it. Robert Gravatt, they kick into the corner. Tate Holly, long three. Bingo. How about that?
Long three.
That was a, what, 28-footer?
Now you got your running clock, Randy.
Way out there. 68-27, a running clock in the state tournament. Timeout taken. It's going to be a substitution timeout to get some players in. We're going to have to ID some more kids. Deacon Vernon is going to get in, a freshman. Oliver Everett's going to see playing time. He's a freshman.
Justin
John, is this a full? Yeah, let's just keep it here. I think we've done well with our spots.
Justin Meyer is in.
Okay. I think, is Gage Rasmussen up? Yes, he is. Right now, every ball player that's suited will have appeared in the ball game today for Johnson Brock with 3:34 to go. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play this quarter. John Nixon alongside Seth Collinson, our producer engineer. We invite you to join us again Friday morning at 9 o'clock for another edition of Johnson Brock State Tournament Basketball with the Eagles. Will face either McCool Junction or Elm Creek. Back to live action here. Rowan Castens in the lineup now. Castens to the near side to Caden Bacon. Has the ball tipped away. Grabbed up by Coleman. Coleman feeds it to the right side. Here's a long three up and good by Aiden Schmidt. So Schmidt shows he can hit the three also. Into fourth court for Johnson Brock. He can burn it with the basketball. Left side is Rasmussen. He'll try a three. Short off the rim. A fight for the rebound under the basket. Schmidt comes out of there with it. Knights are, still have their starters in here against the third teamers now for Johnson Brock. Out to the left wing. A long three. Left corner. Off no good. With the rebound. Oliver Everett. Everett comes down with the rebound. Pass to Justin Meyer, who's in the lineup. Justin Meyer. Off to Oliver Everett. Baseline in the corner. Tate Holly dribbling to the basket. Can't get there. Back up to Gage Rasmussen. Rasmussen, left wing with it. Justin Meyer for three. Got it. Justin Meyer. Right down the center from out of the left elbow. Has everybody scored now? Just
good
about
thing Johnson Brock put some players in that can shoot the three.
Yeah, what a deal. 71-30, 41-point lead with the ball. Rowan Castens. There's another long three up and off. No good. Rebound brought down for Johnson by Deacon Burnett. Fast break underneath the basket is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Five more new ball players checking in now for Elmwood Murdoch.
I don't know what Justin Meyer thought he saw. He was trying to lob that over the top of something. I didn't see anybody on the other side in the white jersey.
No, there wasn't nobody there.
Should have shot it.
All right. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball to inbound it on the baseline. Tate Holly tosses it in. Justin Meyer, top of the key. Holly's going to try a three. Off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound taken down by Keel Lindsey. Lindsey making his first appearance in the ballgame. Knights into forecourt with the dribble. Leo Rickley with the ball. Rickley comes to the right elbow with it. Goes to Ryan Castens. This is Castens dribbling in, driving layup off. No good. Rebound Johnson Brock. Deacon Burnett with another rebound. Birkin will bring the ball down court to the right elbow with it. Oliver Everett driving lay-in up, off, wouldn't get it. Rebound brought down by Elmwood Murdoch. 1:15 to go in this one. There's a steal by Justin Meyer. Meyer stole the basketball. Flips it out to Burnett, his teammate, who lost the handle on it. Now fast break coming the other direction. There's Holman goes in to the right elbow. Lindsey holds the basketball. Gives it up to Holman. Top of the key, under 1 minute to play. Stay with us for the postgame show. Coming up, we'll wrap it up and give you a rundown of the individual scoring. Let you know how your favorite player did. Here's Lindsay's going to try a three. It's off. Rebound to Tate Holly. Holly down court on the dribble. 43 seconds to go. Fast break. Driving. Laying up and good. Laying it in is Greedy Behrens. Or was that Oliver Everett?
Everett.
That was 25. Oliver Everett. Okay, Everett got that one. So Oliver Everett is in the scorebook. Clock down to 28 seconds to go. Holding the ball. Lane Mills. Mills tries to go in. Floater up. No. Rebound got away out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson Brock. Oliver Everett got that last one. So, with only 10 seconds to go, his clock is running down. Nine. They're going to have to hurry. They get it in. Try for the shot in the paint. It's up and bounces once, twice, and good. Cale Lindsay got a bucket. There's the buzzer. And the ball game, incredibly, a 41-point victory for Johnson Brock this morning, 73-32. Your final score. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with a complete scoring recap of this game right after this two-minute timeout. You had to enjoy this morning's basketball game, Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelican's can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District, where this morning the Johnson Brock Eagles just put together a dominating performance, defeating Elmwood Murdoch by 41 points, 73-32, our final this morning. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Knights of Elmwood Murdoch, Aiden Smith led the way, the only Knight in double figures with 19 points in the ballgame. DeShiel Coleman finished with 4. Carson Towell had 4. Brody Marsh with 3. And Cale Lindsay added 2 for their total of 32. Free throw shooting, they made 6 out of 12 from the free throw line. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, as we said, just a dominating performance. This scorebook, three players in double figures. Camden Dollinghouse leading the way with 19 points. Brody Kaler right behind had 18. Austin Meyer in double figures with 10. After that, Tate Holly had 5. Cason Dollinghouse had 5. Garrison Bowie had 5. Then 3 points for Justin Meyer. 2 points for Hayden Gravatt. 2 for Grady Behrens. Oliver Everett got 2. And Robert Gravatt got 2. That adds up to 73 for the Eagles. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock was perfect this morning. They made 6 out of 6 from the charity stripe.
The story of the score by quarter, Johnson Brock was up by 7 after one period, 16-9, had a 20-point lead at halftime, 16 rather. It was 54-22 after 3, and then the Eagles just continued the blowout, finally getting the win by a margin of 41 points, 73-32, Johnson Brock with the win. John, you've got a few other numbers there.
Numbers in this one look like this, the rebounding. It was a big advantage for Johnson Brock, 43-23. That tells you pretty much everything you need to know. The Eagles shot 50% from the field today, going 30 out of 60. Not much more you can say. Austin Meyer, a dozen rebounds, 7 each for Brody Kaler and Camden Dollenhouse. Also a couple of block shots, 3 steals for Kaler. It was just absolute domination today for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
So with the win, Johnson Brock will advance to the semifinals. They will play Friday morning, 9 o'clock, at the Devaney Center. They will face the winner of our upcoming game here. It'll either be McCool Junction or Elm Creek. McCool Junction 21-5 coming into the tournament. Elm Creek 21-4. So their opponent Friday morning is going to be a team that's used to winning some ball games, John.
Oh, absolutely. You expect that when you get here to the state tournament. And we'll see what happens. Should be a little more difficult the rest of the way for Johnson Brock. But then again, who knows? When a team comes here and gets on a roll, you never know what might happen.
All right, we need to get out of here so they can set up for the next game. So that's going to wrap it up for this morning's coverage of state tournament basketball. Our thanks to Seth Collison, our producer-engineer, for his usual fine job back at the Sunny Studios. For John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score. It's Johnson Brock 73, Elmwood Murdoch 32. Have a great day, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.